Welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron. Glad you guys could be with us here today, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Brady Hull. We've got Angel on the other side of the glass, and we've got another preseason Football Friday coming up. That's what's happening. We're doing that at 1 o'clock, all things football. We'll talk Broncos. We'll talk CSU. We got Brian Howell going to join us to talk a little Colorado Buffaloes and how we're feeling about primetime and everything there. So I'm excited about it. Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I could use some Crazy Carl's Pizza right now. Tanner Schwent is in studio with us. Tanner, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How about you, Brady?
I'm doing well as well.
Doing weller.
So I was listening to Good Morning NoCo, and I looked at Tanner right before the show started. I said, all right, why don't you pop in studio here and tell everybody why you hate Sean Payton so much?
Okay, I don't hate Sean Payton. Nowhere close to hating Sean Payton. Greatest hire in the history of the world, Sean Payton. But I'm getting tired of the do as I say, not as I do, man.
You mean you're questioning a guy's character that was, you know, responsible for Bountygate? That's odd.
I know.
You know, crazy. We shouldn't have expected anything like that.
I love this. I love what my voice is trying to do to me.
You
right
okay?
Now. I apologize.
I would offer you water. I just finished this, though. There's nothing in there.
I think I'll survive. It's just the hypocrisy is a bit much. I know he's got on with Kay Adams and was doing the bucket hat and sunglasses. It's like you're making fun of a rule that you just set. So why would the players care about that rule if you're already making fun of it?
Well, and here's the thing. Like Kay Adams, she's got her show up in Adams or something like that. And I want to play some of those clips. You know, she talked to Russell Wilson. She talked to Sean Payton. I just feel like this whole thing, like 3 months ago, was like, we're going to be anonymous donors. Yet you're bringing out a specific media person who's pretty popular. And is all about kind of the hype and drama and controversy. And she does a great job.
But she's like Entertainment Tonight. She's like an ET version of sports.
You're bringing her out there, and she's running the show out there. She's interviewing everybody. She's joking around. We're taking pictures. You got a picture of Sean Payton in the hat and the sunglasses. So I guess I look at that, and I'm like, we got a celebrity as the head coach of the Broncos when it was supposed to be the complete opposite of that. So I do agree with you on the. I know you don't hate Payton.
No, but I think it was a good hire still. But it's the hypocrisy is what's driving me crazy.
Is this a red flag? Now, I've been trying to do this on the show, as we're trying to not get too hyped up on these teams. Like last year, I think we all made a mistake. CSU, the Broncos, Carl Durrell, the Buffs, everything. We made a mistake. But this year, I'm trying to come at this with, hold on, we have to analyze the red flags, because I don't think any of us did that last year under Nathaniel Hackett. We all heard the Star Wars talk and Russell Wilson's Sierra. We got all hyped on that stuff, and it's Russell freaking Wilson, and none of us really looked at those red flags.
Right.
This year, I'm trying to do that. Is this a red flag? Everything that he's been doing the last month.
Not everything that he's been doing. I still don't have any problem with what he said about Nathaniel Hackett. I think that was just 100% true. I just don't like that you set a rule in place and then you break it yourself. And it's like, why are you, we talked about it, being the grown-up in the room, being the teacher, whatever, where you get to do some of these things, but that quick behind it after saying, okay, I don't want to see bucket hats, you know, we're not good enough for this. And the hypocrisy is driving me crazy. I think it's hypocrisy just around the Denver Broncos. You know, there's a guy down in Denver that a couple of weeks ago when everybody was getting injured, he's like, training camp's horrible and this and that. Like, we need to find a different way. And then as soon as Sean Payton came out and said, you know, training camp's not over, we're still going to be working. He's like, the same guy is like, oh, I love training camp. I love this from Sean Payton. It's like, okay, let's be fair and balanced about it. I think Sean Payton brings an element to this team that was certainly missing, but you can't be doing this stuff. This for me really hit, because there's no reason for it other than to Kay Adams asked you to. There's not a reason for it. You know, I think there was a reason behind the Hackett comments that were made. It was trying to get some of the hot takes about Russell Wilson to die down, which it did. It had the reverse effect on it. But there, I just don't see a solid reason behind why he did this.
I feel like there's more hype surrounding the Broncos than even close to what we saw last year with Denver. I really do, because Kay Adams wasn't out there last year. You know, you didn't have NFL Network. I think she was doing Good Morning Football still at that point. They weren't out there. I mean, you didn't have a lot of these monster media groups. I mean, you did a little bit, but all this talk about we're going to do things the complete opposite of last year, there's more media hype. The picture of him in the bucket hat and the sunglasses or whatever that hat is, That's what Nathaniel Hackett would have done last year.
Right.
Joking around, and I'm wearing a hat, and my guys are wearing a hat, and we're having fun, and we're going to talk about Russell Wilson not eating mac and cheese. Like, that's all what would have happened last year, and we're falling right back into that.
Maybe a little bit. The reason why Sean's got a little bit more grace here is because he's done something in the league. Like, I don't think anyone doubts that Sean Payton is a good football coach. Like, I don't think you can doubt that, period. We didn't know with Nathaniel
Hackett.
I think he's a good football coach, like, plain and simple. Now, some of the antics, is that a little weird? Yeah, and I think he's honestly, not to keep referencing hats, but I think he's having a hard time taking off his media hat and putting on his NFL hat. So, red flag, maybe a little bit. This is one of the more concerning ones for me, just because you can't be that guy. A good leader cannot be do as I say, not as I do. You can't set a rule in place and then break it a week later.
I just feel like we're going to, if this season doesn't go the way we think it's or we want it to go, I feel like you're going to look back at this and go, do these guys really trust their head coach? I mean, he's saying all this stuff and then he's doing a completely different thing. And it's starting to, I think it's starting to mount up a little bit, to rack up. You know, you do the whole USA Today interview, mm-hmm. and you just light the Jets on fire, and now they are making fun of you. They're wearing bucket hats and sunglasses right. and doing sideline interviews. That's become kind of a theme now for the Jets. You created a brand new rivalry out of thin air. And then, you know, you tell everybody, we're going to not do anything like we did last year. We're going to be anonymous donors. That has not been the case at all by Sean Payton. He has not been an anonymous donor. He's been one of the more active coaches as far as talking to the media.
But if you could pick one person to, because you're still going to, I mean, and this is the thing with the NFL, you're still going to have media attention. You're still going to have people asking questions. Wouldn't you rather have everybody buckled down besides Sean Payton? I mean, if there's going to be a guy who's got to come out here and talk about it and do stuff, like I said, I don't like the bucket hat thing, but if he's got to be out there saying these things, at least it's a guy that has won a Super Bowl. He's got a good resume. At least it's that guy, and it's not just everybody out there doing it, giving thoughts on this or getting out of line on this. It's at least just one guy, and I at least appreciate that he's got that narrowed down.
But we're in a day and age now where these players are trying to, you all know what they're doing. They're trying to build their market, their individual market. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, that's what players are doing in the league, in any professional league, college sports now, mm-hmm. is they're building up their brand. So I guess if I'm a player that's like, I want to tweet a lot. I want to get, you know, Jerry Jeudy, when he came into the league, he tweeted out his workouts all the time. And we were astonished by that. And we're slowing down on all that stuff.
Which is great, I think. I mean, slow it down on that stuff. Because the best way to build your brand is to win.
But your coach is doing it.
Go and win, though. He's won. He's won in the league. 99% of the people on the Broncos team, other than Russell Wilson,
haven't done anything.
But he's won in the league. He knows. So
then that should be the same case for Russell Wilson.
Okay, and that's those two. And who else did Kay Adams talk to? It was Russell Wilson. And what was the first question? About his diet. How did he lose the 15 pounds? So if those are the two guys talking to the media, that's fine. They do know how to win. But nobody else has done anything. Nobody else on that team, really, outside of a handful of guys, have done anything where they need to be out there and doing it, knowing how to handle it. This team's got to just get better. And who knows? Did Kay Adams request to come here?
Her people set that up, and then she went out there, and she probably has a connection with Sean Payton.
Right.
Was like, hey, we're going to come out to Broncos camp.
It's a tough spot for him, right? I mean, what is he just going to say, no, Kay, I'm not going to do that?
It's not a great look for us right now.
And maybe that was the way to go about it. I didn't like it, but I think this is the first red flag so far.
It is a red flag. Well, the USA Today piece.
I don't think that's a red flag.
I thought that was a red flag. I don't think you throw coaches under the bus.
Throw
like
him
that.
Right under the bus if he deserves it.
You don't do it. That's just not good business.
He deserved it, man.
He
100% deserved it. That's maybe the worst NFL head coaching job in the history of ever.
I would argue with you that you might say Sean Payton has one of those years. The bounty gate was illegal. Things he were doing,
that's
you could
fine,
be arrested
but on
for.
The field, it was
on the field is
horrible.
What was happening. They were paying players to go hurt players.
He couldn't even finish a season. He was such a bad head coach.
But what I'm saying is, if we're going to say a coach has the worst coaching job in the history of the world, he got suspended for a year because of what he allowed to happen with the Saints. That might be considered one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the world.
No, because he still won a Super Bowl. He still bounced back from that. He's still everything with the Saints that he did. He is a good football coach. Hackett's not a good football coach.
I agree.
He got canned a year in. And what did that do for all those players? If you're on that team last year, your value in the league got diminished because of Nathaniel Hackett and the positions that he put
what
his team in.
About the year that Peyton got suspended?
But that's
and he
not
wasn't
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
year.
What Hackett did last year. So if they would have fired Sean Payton and the new guy came in and said and blasted Payton and said that was ridiculous, that's not going to happen under my watch, anything, I wouldn't have had a problem with that either.
Well,
so I don't have a problem with Payton throwing Hackett under the bus.
I think that if a new coach would have come in and they would have fired Sean Payton after that, and he would have said, hey, we're just going to clean up all the stuff that happened over the year, because that was one of the biggest scandals in NFL history.
So if he would have come in and said, that's inexcusable what Sean let happen, I don't think he should coach in the league, that's fine. I'm not saying call his name out.
I'm just saying what happened last year and what was happening for the past whatever it was, five seasons, is unacceptable. And obviously we're gonna clean that up. We're going to change the culture of this place.
But the argument is coaches throwing other coaches under the bus, and I wouldn't have had a problem if they had done that and that coach came in and threw Peyton under the bus. I wouldn't have had a problem with it, because Hackett hurt every single one of those players' reputation and what they can go and make in the league last year by how bad of a football coach he was.
I thought that was a red flag, and I think that the whole Kay Adams thing, to me,
I didn't like it.
It wouldn't have been a big issue for me at all if Peyton wouldn't have made such a big deal about we're going to be anonymous donors. We're going to put our heads down and, you know, keep our nose to the grindstone or whatever. We're going to do that kind of stuff. But he has done the opposite of that really since we started OTAs. He has been very active with the media. So I got two red flags right now.
I've just got the one with him. I didn't have a problem with the Hackett thing. I'll be curious to see how this game on Saturday goes in the preseason. I think that this is a pretty good test. This is an early test against a stout San Francisco defense. Who knows how many of the guys are going to play. But I really truly believe we'll see some building blocks Saturday. And again, all of this goes away, and we love it if they win.
True.
So if they go out and win, and the buttoning down everything besides Sean Payton works, then great. Then all these red flags go out the window, and they were green flags, and we can enjoy them.
Green flags, yeah.
Yeah.
No, let me ask you this one, too. Did you have a problem with him throwing the Jets under the bus? Like, out of nowhere, I'm creating
a
rivalry.
I like rivalries.
We have rivalries, and we are
according to you guys. We don't have any rivals anymore because we've been bad.
Your rivals are in your division,
but apparently we don't have a rivalry with the Chiefs anymore.
They don't consider you a rival because they keep beating.
That's fine. So then, if you don't have a rival, go take the Jets on.
Tom, don't call me Tom Shaw. Hello, boys. Happy Friday, Dixon. Two questions. Fantasy football. Where are we at on that, guys? Are we doing fantasy football?
I don't know. Are we doing it?
I don't know. Angel, are we doing fantasy football this year? This is a big time decision, man.
I'm not the decision maker on this.
We need votes on this. Yeah. I need votes.
Yeah.
So
it's like we don't want to start it, and then we start sending out emails to sign up, and nobody responds, and then it's, oh, we don't have a league.
Well, they'll respond if we do it. It's just it's more work on Tanner to set it up,
right.
You know? Like,
yeah,
that's a lot
Tanner's
for
time,
you to have
it's
to do.
It's time we got to break into.
Dude, no, it's my golf time. What are we going to do? I'm supposed to just send those from the golf course?
So, if I get, how many? If I get 10 texts today that say we want to play fantasy football, that might not guarantee that you're even in, because we have to register people.
I'd say that if we get 10.
Then you do it?
That's a good number.
How many do we do in the league?
How many of us at the station would be doing it?
Right.
Well, us three and Brian.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Depending on, yeah, I think he should be able to be up and
We'll
going
ask again. Him today.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first thing we'll say when we walk in. Yeah. Hey, buddy, hope you're recovering. Are you into fantasy football or not, man? We got to know.
By the way, draft's tomorrow. Hope you've been studying.
Get there.
So four, so that put us a league of 14.
Oh, I always said 20 was a fun
number. Cody would jump in there. We need to get 16.
Two different leagues.
Oh, no. You're making that way too complicated.
Well, we got 16. We could do two leagues of eight.
No, it's just one
league. Two divisions of eight.
But two divisions of eight.
The draft, same league. That 16th person, that last draft pick, is not going to get in.
That sucks for him, man. Yeah, they get the 16th and the first. If we're going to do it.
Says, I thought you already signed people up.
No.
Dixon, we haven't done any of that.
Do you think we just sit around and go, you know, how can we help Dixon today?
Stickman says, I'm in. So we got one. We got two. Okay. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043.
But we're doing it my way this year.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it my way. I'm gonna. It's a PPR league.
So you've already got Angel, me, you, and Brian. That's four.
I'm sure Cody Wilson will jump in.
Well, that's five, so we're only going to allow five listeners to get in?
Or 11.
11 listeners? Oh, yeah, because you want 16?
Yeah. 11 listeners.
It's like conference realignment around here. I still think you should do two different leagues.
No. God, no, Brady.
Okay, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I need 11 texts then, I guess.
Well, you need 9 more.
Okay, we need 9 more.
Nine more.
If we don't get them by the end of the show today, we're not doing it.
Oh, okay.
That's the rule. I mean, we're not going to create something amazing for everybody to compete for.
It's a fun
for.
Idea, but are you committed to doing it all season long?
Yeah, you committed?
Waking up before Sunday kickoff and setting your lineup.
No, dude, you said it Saturday night. That's the first rookie mistake.
Well, you said it Wednesday night because of Thursday
I'm
night football.
Last possible moment, you're waking up in a sweat on Sunday morning. Oh, crap, I didn't get my lineup set.
And I will guarantee that I will veto any trade that Dixon tries to make. As the commissioner.
Well, we need 9 more people to say that they're in on this.
Yes. Let's give them the weekend.
No.
We'll promote on Monday on Good Morning NoCo 2.
About it, and then they'll come back Monday. Where are we doing fantasy football?
Well, Dixon and Stickman somehow got my personal number. Was that
you? I gave that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Text him every hour this weekend.
I don't text back.
Anybody
very often.
Anybody that asks for your number, I just willingly give it out.
Yeah, and now they're saying that I'm scared to play them in golf. They're just trying to get a free round of golf off me, man. That's why you pick the place, you buy the round, I'll go play you, Dixon, and you can get your butt kicked.
You buy the round, and then they pay for each hole. Make a bet on each hole.
I don't think I'm going to beat them all 18.
You got to be better than that, man.
Well, can I bring?
You want me in on this?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, buddy. Coach Bruce Dick played lights out yesterday on the golf course.
How can I say? When do you you golf every day?
When do I work? Is that what you're going to ask?
When are you a person
on the golf course?
Yeah,
dude, I close so many deals out there.
Do you have any cows left?
Yeah,
have they been fed?
They're down on grass. I don't. This is my. I've got cow season and I've got golf season.
Like, how are they doing? How's Betsy doing out there?
Betsy's great.
Have you milked her lately?
Yeah,
I mean, you got to get out there.
They're beef cows. We don't milk them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
I screwed up when I was out there.
And that was a bull, Brady.
Oh, come on. You golf more than anybody I know.
I do not.
Like, you could be just a golfer.
Because I played 27 holes of golf yesterday.
And the day before that.
No, I
you're
didn't.
In a league.
Yeah, it wrapped up. That was
you
part.
Played in the Agfinity golf course.
I hosted it.
You hosted it.
It was their scholarship.
Now you're going to play in the Manhattan one or whatever.
Is that an approval for that day off?
I don't know, man. It's just.
I'm
a
taking
lot of
that
golf.
As an approval. What did you think, Angel? Is that an approval? Okay, I'll set up the fantasy.
Angel decide everything.
I'll set up. I'll handle all the fantasy football stuff if I can have August 28th off.
Oh, okay.
Monday. I'll write a promo for it. I'll do all that.
Fine, yeah.
Okay.
You're off on the 28th.
What's the promo going to say?
Yeah.
Tired of not playing fantasy football?
If you've noticed the ads have been better on the station, you're welcome. I stopped writing them.
He started using AI.
So. No. Well, yeah. Brian. Is Brian AI?
Yes. Brian's got
and
some
Sarah's
good ones.
Been good
mm-hmm.
in your ads. Here's the contract. Somebody please help me write this ad.
Well,
okay, I've got August 28th off. That's good. I'll handle fantasy football. Text 888-530-0043. I was thinking about this the other day. There's not a whole lot you can do with the morning show listeners to give them a nickname, can we?
I mean,
the Hooligans just fits so well.
Well, yeah, that's my thing.
But
so don't just come up with your own thing.
That's why.
But what do we call our listeners?
Nah,
that's my thing.
The
Good Morning NoCoans.
I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking.
Not everybody needs a label.
Yeah,
not everybody's built for this kind of game.
The NoCos. They're just the NoCos. Our little like posse of fans and listeners.
The NoCo posse
listeners.
Well, I know
Tanner, Brian, and the NoCos.
Tanner, Brian, and the NoCos.
Sounds like a band. How are you feeling, by the way? Brian's going to be out for a couple of weeks. We're just, first and foremost, just so thankful that he is in the recovery mode now. I know we were all just worried about that.
Big weight lifted off of everybody's shoulders, man. He's doing good. He got the ventilator out yesterday, and we're going to go over and pop by and see him. He's still in the ICU, so, I mean, it's not an easy procedure on anybody, but it sounds like everything went as good as could possibly be. So, first and foremost, thank you to everybody who was praying for Brian. Continue for that, for a speedy recovery, but he'll be out for about a month, at best case scenario. So, yeah, it's going to be me and Angel and some random guests who jump in. And there was a guy outside the station this morning. I about just invited him in. didn't have a whole lot of thoughts going on this morning.
Let me preface this. Your poll questions get a lot of play. A lot of people get involved in you guys' poll questions.
Do you like the one today?
But I always kind of joke because it's kind of like, what's your favorite diet soda or something like that?
We hit the low point today.
I think you hit the low point this morning. Your poll question was, we need a poll question.
Yes, it was. Our poll question was, what should our poll question be? And we got some pretty good poll questions that I'm going to be pulling from.
I used to give Tanner some crap on this. When you hosted Brew Talk, you know, you would do a poll question.
NoCo now,
And it would be like, what's your favorite beer to drink on tax day?
That was a legitimate poll question I used.
I was like, how do you even... I'm drinking whiskey on tax day, by the way.
No, I suck at that. And that's why I was like, okay, let's just own it. And I got a list of about 14 of them that were... Your question mark, I was like, that's a great one, man.
Just a question mark. What should our question
be? We probably should have ran with Angels because it was...
What was your question?
Have you ever lived in a dorm?
Have you ever lived in a dorm?
I have lived in a dorm.
How was that for you?
Well, the first... let's break real quick and I'll answer that on the other side. All right. 27 minutes after 11. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Chevron. My gosh, I got it. That's going to be tough, Angel. Can you shock me or something whenever I screw that up?
Tanner, can you poke him?
Yeah, poke me. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. It's a great song. I love this song. Why do you hate rock music?
It's not rock. It's screamo.
How is this screamo?
Oh, it'll get going.
Nobody's even screamed
yet. Can you skip to the lyrics?
No.
Is it clean?
Yeah, no, it's not clean. It's Five Finger Death Punch, isn't
don't
it? Yeah. No, who is it? Oh, is it? Oh, hold on.
Well, if it's not clean, you better get
Clutch?
It off.
No, who is this? No, you don't even know.
It's Heavy Heart by Periphery.
I don't think I know who that is.
Well, it's on your playlist. So.
It's definitely screamo.
Found it and liked it and put it on the playlist.
You could hear that.
I need to add more songs
it's
to that.
Screamo.
It's not screamo.
That was guaranteed screamo.
Just because it's not.
Sounds like screamo.
Death
and
blood.
That's not screaming.
That is well.
Just because it's not singing about pickups and beer and
dude. What do you
dirt
think
roads?
My life is? Why do you think I can relate to it? Like,
it's
hello.
Man, so country music is just, I see something, I'm gonna say it. You know, I went to church on Sunday.
That's
and I drank beer when I got home.
So you hate churches now?
No, I'm just saying that's they just sing
went
about
to church, had a beer with the pastor.
What they're doing.
No,
that's what they just sing about what they're doing.
Try that.
Drove
in
my
a
truck
small
today.
Town, Brady.
Oh.
Try that.
Have a drink with the pastor every week.
okay, so Angel's poll question was, Have I ever lived in a dorm?
No, UNC, they started their move in this week.
Yeah, so it was 6 years ago today I was moving into CSU.
You stayed in the dorm there for a little bit?
For a year.
And then you transferred?
I did.
And then?
Because of alcohol reasonings.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Okay.
Do you not remember?
You're spilling your beans here?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it already in the morning show.
Oh, my goodness.
They shut down the whole dorm because of him.
No, they didn't. Don't fabricate.
Wait,
this.
College kids drink?
What?
Underage drinking in college campuses?
No, and this was a hypothetical story.
Yeah.
It was a hypothetical story that I made.
Oh, okay.
I hypothetically got hammered.
I wasn't even drunk. That was a bad part. Anyhow, so
I'm shocked you're admitting to all this stuff right now. You should be arrested.
Yeah, I probably
we haven't talked
be.
To Havel in like 2 weeks.
So I know. Now we're just
starting to break all
he's
the
out
rules.
Of practice.
Telling all of our crimes on the radio.
I stayed in a dorm at UNC, and so they put a new dorm in. It's right off of, was it 11th?
Hmm.
I don't know what it's called. Is it Candelaria? I don't know.
No, that's...
It's the nice one.
Candelaria.
They tore the old one down, and they built
Harrison?
That new one. I don't remember. Harrison doesn't seem right.
Snyder.
Cranford? No. I don't know.
Is it on West or Central Campus?
It's on Central Campus. No, wait. West Campus.
Is the football field on West Campus?
Yes.
Okay, so it's on West Campus.
Okay.
Candelaria
north,
was
north,
the media
south,
hall.
But
I don't know.
Turner, Lawrenson.
I thought it started with a C.
Harrison.
Something with a C.
Snyder, Webb King.
Maybe
Wilson.
They changed it when they tore it down. Anyway, mine was crappy and they tore it down. And so I didn't get to enjoy the really cool dorm. So when I moved in, my roommate they just didn't show up. So I was in the dorm by myself, my room by myself for like 3 months.
Nice.
So that was awesome.
So I had so many people I knew, and I'm like, how'd you get so lucky?
But then I got screwed over.
Yeah.
Because when he came in, he brought a girlfriend with him.
Ooh.
And she was going to CSU. So she was in our room all the time. I'd come in, I'd get down with the morning class, I'd walk in there, she's sitting and watch a TV, and I'm awkward anyway, and I'm just like, hi,
to play video games.
I was going to play video games, yeah.
Watch some WWE.
Well, not in the morning, Angel. Come on.
Watch some reruns.
Do your research.
That was pretty good.
WWF.
Brady. It was WWF at that time still. So, yeah, I don't know.
I was in Gruesome Newsome over there. You know where they built the Newsome Hall?
Uh-huh.
People just staring at us. And
Damon's counting.
What's that?
It's counting.
Oh, okay.
You've lost your train of thought.
No, I was in Newsome Hall.
Ever heard of them?
They were building Canvas Stadium right across the street from the hall that I was in.
Okay.
And it's like the really crappy hall because I waited way too long to decide where I was going to go to college. It was down to Nebraska or
you procrastinated.
Yeah, crazy, right? And and they started, no air conditioning. Did yours have air conditioning?
It did, but it wasn't like, it didn't work very well.
See, we didn't have air conditioning. So we would have the windows open for it to cool down. And then the construction on Canvas was going on literally right across the street. So the jackhammers would start like first thing in the morning. I was kind of like you. I ended up going over there. I had a college roommate for like 2 months. And then he decided, it's college thing's not for me. So I had it to myself. And they had told me, yeah, you're probably just going to have this for the rest of the year. Well, old Johnny moved in during the second semester. That is the biggest drug dealer I've ever met in the history of my life.
Wow.
And he smelled bad, and he'd always eat my Hot Pockets.
Not cool.
Oh, he sucked.
Mine was the worst thing for me is I guess I lied. I did have a roommate. I had a mouse in there, and it was just I hate mice. And I'm laying in bed, and I have a fan running, and it's moving, you know, so I'm like, okay. Every once in a while, I would hear this, and I had a bag of Doritos right next to the bed, and I just hear, and I'm like, oh, the fan, I'm half awake. The fan must be blowing the top of it, and I don't know what that noise is. And then as I'm kind of waking up, I'm like, what the heck is that? So I look over, and a mouse had jumped out of a hole that it had bitten into the bag. It jumped out and ran away, and I'm like, this place sucks.
Yeah. Well, my drug dealer of a roommate would go on. I didn't know if he was alive or dead. I wouldn't see him for a week and a half. His laundry just smells over there, and then he just show up, and it'd be like 4:30 in the morning. It scared the bejesus out of me because I wasn't expecting anyone to come in. And I'd set up, and I'm like, "Hey,
so
Johnny.
You didn't like your experience?
No,
I didn't like mine. Did you like yours?
My first roommate wasn't great, and then second semester I moved out of that room and moved in with one of my fraternity brothers, and it was kind of cool because he would leave on Fridays for work,
nice,
and he wouldn't come back until Sunday, so I'd have the weekend in the dorm by myself,
nice.
I mean, the dorm would be great if you were just by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's when you got to deal with another
availabilities.
Person. Your beds are like right next to each other, too. Yeah, it's weird.
Community showers and all
that.
Yeah,
I hated the community showers, man.
Okay, here's a real defining question.
Do you wear sandals?
Did you wear sandals in the shower?
I always wore sandals in there.
Well, we had a guy just take a dump in the middle of our hallway for no reason. Just ridiculous.
Who would like...
Dining hall food isn't the greatest. So.
Yeah, but... It was
can't make it down the hallway.
And this is just a weird thing because I was still working here and trying to be a professional and go on meetings. And I'm having to step over a fresh pile of steam and poop as I was headed out the dorm every morning.
Better than stepping into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not big into the... As soon as I could get out and get an apartment...
Instantly.
As soon as possible.
Dating in college, too, in a dorm room is hard, too. Almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. All right, there we go.
There you go. There's dorm room talk, man.
There's some dorm room talk.
There you go. Okay. Now, if Sean Payton would have visited my dorm.
He brought you a bong and some weed.
Let's go, baby.
Is that real?
Was what? The video?
The video.
The video is 100% real.
Is that Sean Payton in it?
I don't think so.
Oh, so the video is real.
Ask him about that.
The video is real.
What did he say?
But it's not Sean. No,
she should have.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's asked
Sean,
him about
Sean, why'd you
that?
Really want to come to
If
Denver?
That's Sean Payton, then that was Jim McElwain. On the shark.
I'm like 99% sure that's Jim.
Do you think that was Jim? If you guys haven't seen that, Google Jim McElwain shark. It's the craziest
like
thing
head
ever.
Coach of Florida.
Was he? Was he? Was he?
got donuts out there.
I
man.
Love that. Okay, he's coming in now.
The owner of the station.
The owner of the station.
Donuts in.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
This has been a very good. For. Yeah.
Just
what is?
Donuts.
Oh.
So who brought the donuts?
Who brought the donuts? Who brought the donuts?
Can you tell us, Damon?
Our lovely downstairs neighbors.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Are they gone?
Yeah, they're never coming back. They just wanted to see the new digs, and they said after they saw, they're like, we're never.
These guys are weird, talking about dorm rooms and whatnot. And Jim McElwain.
Do you ever stay in a dorm room during college? Sit out, Damon. We're hijacking Brady's show.
You know, he brought donuts.
I've never heard Damon
Damon's
on the.
Never been on the whole show before.
He's never. I've never heard him on KFK since I've
Damon
been here
Sasso
for 9 years.
Is the owner of the radio station, and he's a nice guy.
I don't know anything about sports, so that's why I've never been here.
Yeah, I don't really bring him in. I got to bring a ringer in.
Did you stay in a dorm room? Did you go to college?
I did go to college, but I went to a business school in Colorado Springs, UCCS, and they didn't have dorms at the time. They have amazing dorms now, but yeah. You could sleep outside near the building, but they would ask you to leave after like the third or fourth
That's
day.
That's like encouraged in Denver nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, now they actually subsidize you. They'll bring you food. And it's a pretty expensive lunch program, but they'll... You can always get a free pizza and slice of pizza,
nice.
Sandwich, whatever you want.
What do you think about the Broncos game coming up Saturday?
I'm super excited.
Is this? Yeah, let me ask you: is it a preseason game or is it a regular season game?
It's preseason.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the quarterback?
You know, I'm not big on names. I'll be honest. I really just watch it for the movement. I like how there's a lot of colors.
I was going to say, are you like a jersey guy? Like, there is something about jersey matchups, the color of the jerseys, that I'm like, okay, this is a good color matchup.
Yeah. Here's a weird thing. I don't know anything about sports.
No, zero.
But if I'm at a restaurant or a bar, I cannot get my eyes off the TV. Like, I am watching the screen as if I'm a sports guy. And it's really awkward when someone goes, hey, you're rooting for the so-and-sos? And I'm like,
Yeah, sure am.
Yeah.
Let's do an obvious quiz for Damon.
Oh, okay.
Obvious sports questions that even your grandma would know.
Okay.
Are the Nuggets in season or not?
In season.
Nope.
Is there any scoring on that? How many questions are there?
Like five. However many we want. Are the Rockies a good team or a bad team?
They're horrible.
That's good.
All
right. Do you think of any questions?
All right.
Horrible to say anything bad about them.
Okay.
Is that
come up with another obvious one?
I don't know.
Of the four teams,
yeah.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avalanche.
Okay. Yeah.
Which one of those has not won a championship?
It's a multiple choice.
So you got Rockies played baseball, okay. Broncos football, Nuggets basketball, Avalanche hockey. Which one of those teams has not won a championship?
It's got to be the Rockies.
You got that right. If all fails, Rockies are terrible, right, Tanner?
If it makes you, like, I was 100% sure Broncos did.
Nice.
And then Nuggets. And Avalanche, I was like, I'm sure I've seen them carrying a trophy around somewhere on the ice.
This is good. This actually might be a weekly feature.
I think
obvious
so.
Sports questions for Damon Sasso.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I didn't, but you're coming up with some, you know, at least some easy ones for me. You dig into names.
What is?
I'm terrible with names on like even bands I like. So don't. Like, if you get into
okay, we won't go to names. What is the position that catches the ball in football?
Is it a receiver?
All right,
it's pretty. Well, how about the person that catches the ball in baseball?
You know, people in car radios, they have receivers too. So it's pretty much the same thing. It catches the radio signal. Not a nerd or anything. But I get sports.
What else do we got? What else? Come on.
Angel, you got anything?
Angel, come up with some obvious
sports questions. Here's a chance to impress the big boss.
I don't know why
we should do the logo challenge with Damon.
Yes.
The logo challenge with Damon.
Oh, yeah.
We just show up logo
and
see if he can name the teams.
He couldn't.
Of the four professional teams, can you name one of their mascots?
Isn't there like a bird with a beak? Yellow beak?
No birds. No birds.
What's
sport?
About the Colorado Eagles? What's
maybe.
What sport? Yeah, that's
Broncos.
A bird.
What's
a bird.
Their mascot?
Oh, I feel like I should know this. It's a horse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a Bronco?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's a white Bronco, and then they have another one that have
it's
dude
white
dressed up in a suit. What is the Rockies mascot? This is a tough one, though. I'll give you this. This is a tough one if you're not a sports fan.
Oh,
he hatched.
It's a bird.
No.
Birds.
Well, I mean, depends on who you ask.
What else
some
hatches?
Think that they have derived from.
Turtles hatch, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Slow.
It's not a turtle.
Doesn't win games. Snail.
Yes.
That should be the Rockies.
No.
Okay.
It was Dinger.
They found a bone of this creature at the dig site when they were digging up Caruscio.
Okay, so there was a dig site. So this is like prehistoric.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I gave it away with the dig site.
Okay, I also just said the name of it like 30 seconds
dinger.
Ago.
Dinger. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that doesn't tell you
what
true. It is.
That's true.
I don't know what a dinger is.
It's a homer.
It is a it is a triceratops.
It's a triceratops?
It's a triceratops. Very large. It looks like Barney, but it has the horn shield thing.
I have to ask you, is this what you had planned for your first hour of the show today?
No, but we got 3 hours to kill.
I should. Hey, speaking of dinosaurs, what's the one at the gas station? What kind of dinosaur is that? The green one that you sit on with the kids?
It's a long neck.
It's a long neck, but there's...
Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus. Right, so okay, stay with
us. So Tanner's
brachiosaurus.
Got the dinosaur knowledge.
Oh, it's not Brachiosaurus.
Okay, we have to break. Damon, stay here, because this is fun, if you can. I know you're not real busy. 43 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Wolfpack. Wolfpack forever. No? Okay. No. Welcome back into the show. Okay, so we're going to do a fun quiz here, and then we'll wrap it up. Because Damon's busy. He's texting and doing... Don't cheat. Are you cheating?
No, I'm just... looking up sports stuff.
He's cheating.
He's 100% cheating.
Okay.
He's 100%
I need my
cheating.
Phone for work. You can't take
it. I'm going to name the 32 NFL teams, and you're going to have to give me the mascot, their mascot is.
He just said sports mascots. Google.
I look this up all the time.
I think he's going to get over under is officially placed at 5.
I am going to go over 5.
I'm going to go over 5. Angel, what do you got?
If the answer is in the question, I think I'll do well.
Buffalo.
It's a beagle.
Nope.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. You had it better the first time. Miami.
Dolphin.
Bam!
Nailed it.
I knew it was Buffalo. It's in the title.
Yeah.
Now, Miami, it could be anything in the ocean.
New England. Come on.
I mean, is it a Patriot?
Yes! All right. At that. New York. There's two New Yorks.
Oh. There's the Mets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the. Is that a team? Oh, that's a team in them. Okay. New York. What are they? Give me a. I need to phone a friend.
New York. We're talking
rhymes
football.
With what you said.
We're talking football. The Mets are a baseball team.
Okay. So good. I'm on the right.
Rhymes
so there's
that,
still a ball involved.
Yeah, that is correct.
New York. Nope. That's not even a thing.
No, he was kidding. You were close.
Rhymes with
what you started with.
That
rhymes with Mets.
Oh. It's an animal?
No.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Your answer is?
Bets?
No. Jets.
Jets.
So he got how many?
No, he's got two.
He's got two. Okay, we got to go. Dallas.
Mavericks.
Come on, Dallas. The star and everything, you know?
America's team.
Dallas.
What's more American than?
What?
Dallas Flags.
Okay. Cowboys. There's another new.
Yeah.
He won't
okay,
get
now
this.
I don't know. Brady, what they don't know is Brady was kicking something. He was air kicking something. And I'm like, I don't know what.
This is. There's another New York team. Giants.
Don't go to New York. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Philadelphia.
Oh, I am blanking out bad.
Hmm.
I'm going to need some help.
Eagles. Washington. You won't get
not,
this.
That's the answer. It's not help.
Washington.
It's a bird would be help.
Washington. Be careful on this one. This is controversial.
Redskins?
That's what they used to be. Does he get a point
racist.
For that?
Yeah, that's been
branded.
Have a
point.
They're the Commanders now, for now. Baltimore.
What tribe was the Commanders?
I don't know.
Is that not? Okay.
Baltimore.
Red Sox?
No. Cincinnati.
Wait.
You're not going to get it.
Wait, was it start with red?
It no, starts with an R.
With an R.
It's a bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble coming up with birds that start with R.
Ravens.
Oh, Ravens.
Cincinnati. I got 4 minutes. Cincinnati.
I'm terrible.
It's a type of a tiger. Yeah, okay.
It's a tiger.
Cleveland.
Well, no, it's no.
Cincinnati Cats.
Yes.
You're moving too quick for him.
Cleveland.
I'm blanking out.
The Browns.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Pirates.
He's really good at baseball.
He's got baseball. Chicago.
Oh, give me the animal. Is it an animal?
Yeah.
Give me the cat class. Chicago starts with...
Doves. No.
Dogs.
Bears.
Chicago Dogs.
Duh Bears.
Detroit. Detroit.
Wait, can we go back?
No.
Well, you said it starts with D.
No.
Duh Bears.
Duh
Saturday
Bears.
Night Live.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Detroit.
Pistons.
It's like every other thing except football. Green Bay.
Bat.
Green Bay. Green Bay Bats.
I want to say Badgers. Badgers.
Green Bay Badgers.
Yes, you're
you know what? Wisconsin, I mean, you're not off there.
It's Packers.
Packers. Minnesota.
Vikings.
Yay!
Yes! Three.
Hey. Okay. Houston.
I'm feeling really strong now.
Houston.
Astros.
Texans.
Okay.
Indianapolis.
Okay, I'm going to need help. I just lost my windscreen. Can't broadcast
horse.
Anymore. What a shame.
What's a baby horse?
Caps.
Do we have to break? All right, I have to break here so we can wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back. It's the whole show. Damon's doing a great job. We're at three right now.
You should have let me keep my phone.
Trying to get that over. We'll be right back.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time to do this.
Dude, you said it yourself. You got 3 hours.
We got Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza coming up at 1 o'clock. So we're excited about that. Damon's got three right now.
He's got three. All right, rapid fire time. So get off your phone.
Owner of the station.
Hold on. Angel gave me a great tip to bring up cats or birds.
Okay, so
my cat knowledge and bird knowledge is limited, so I'm bringing up websites. large cats.
Jacksonville.
All right, we think it's a cat?
Yep, we do think it's a cat.
Lions.
No, we already did that.
Detroit.
Jaguars.
I've heard that.
Jaguars?
Okay.
Tennessee.
That's not on my list.
Tennessee.
Alliteration.
Panthers.
Here. Nope. Titans.
That's not a cat.
No. All right. Atlanta.
Falcons.
Yeah!
All right. We're at four. Come on.
Carolina.
Eagles.
No.
Go to the other one.
Panthers.
Yeah!
He looked at it. New Orleans.
In my defense, Panther was not on the screen.
No, it wasn't.
New Orleans. You should know this. Aren't you from New Orleans?
I was born there.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I know anything.
New Orleans.
Okay, give me the animal class.
It's not an animal.
Oh, is it a person, place, or
it's a person.
It's a person.
It's a
person?
It's a religious.
It's a religious person.
Saints.
Yeah! We
are
got
we giving
there?
Him a full
no,
point?
He doesn't get that one.
Oh, come on. Like,
you're still fine.
I could have said pastor. New Orleans pastor.
New Orleans bishop. All right.
I just need a little help. It's in there. You got to dig it out.
I'm going to give you one more, and then we have to go to the top of the hour. Can you stay for like 10 more minutes?
You guys will not get paid.
Tampa Bay.
What even is that?
Tampa Bay?
No, I know the mascot, but
Buccaneers came right.
Oh, yeah! Adam, that's right. Attaboy.
Denver.
Wait.
Yes.
Denver, which team?
This that
We're
one.
Doing all NFL teams right now,
it's
man.
The Denver NFL
the Broncos?
Team. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Did we get five?
He's at seven now.
Oh, we got it. Quickly. Kansas City.
Oh.
Nope. Las Vegas. They used to be Oakland.
Raider?
Yeah.
Yep. Oakland. All right.
L.A. Used to be
we
San Diego.
Mascots? Cause is a Raider a mascot?
Arizona.
Arizona. Hold on, let me pull up.
Los Angeles.
The Arizona Parrots.
It's Arizona Cardinals.
Los Angeles. Two Los Angeleses. We got to go.
I have nothing.
San Francisco.
Blank.
Seattle.
Bird.
Marlins.
In San Francisco.
Bird. It means it's a fan.
Great job, David Sasso, the owner of the stage. Thanks for being a true sport. This is a fun segment, though.
I think we have to switch formats. Let's do it with the sports.
Lunch Rush coming up next.